Hi and welcome to your final class in Module 2, which is a reflection and integration class. This is another opportunity to pause. To pause, reflect, and integrate. So this week you won't be getting any new coursework or class. Instead, you'll have a workbook that will support you to think back over the past few weeks of Module 2, to reflect on everything you have learnt, discovered, uncovered about yourself, what you've been witnessing, what insights you've been having, and some of the small shifts and changes that you've started to make. I know that Module 2 is a big one. I think it's one of the deepest modules of this course. It's the one that can trigger you the most because it's encouraging you to look more so within at what is unfolding in your relationship with yourself, within yourself, and take full responsibility for maybe where things aren't feeling good and begin to roll up your sleeves and get to work to heal some of these places where love is missing, where love is missing from how you're relating to and supporting yourself or your body and through how you're supporting yourself through your emotions and your feelings as well, and being in charge of your own emotional well-being. So I know from hearing your experiences that it's been a big class, and I think a big module. And I know a lot of you are still processing and integrating everything that you have begun to reveal through this time. So I want you to use this week as a chance to continue processing. And you might continue processing for a while, some of the things we've talked about. But perhaps think about what is still needing more attention and focus from you. What areas did you land on in Module 2 that felt really significant, where you could feel like a process began, something began to shift or heal, or new clarity came through, and you want to give some more energy to it. You want to give some more focus to it. You want to create more space to go into it a little bit deeper, to unpack a little bit more around it. Now, this might be your week to do it. And while the workbook, the reflective workbook, will be here to help guide you, I want you to trust intuitively which area from Module 2 feels like, areas even, it could be more than one area, but which area feels like it needs a little bit more focus for you, a little bit deeper digging, a little bit more work, a little bit more unpacking. And I want you to focus there. And it's also a chance to catch up on the principles of the classes, but also the actual practices. Because I think what you're trying to balance a lot in this course is what you're learning along with what you're practicing. So it might be an opportunity this week to take some of your key learnings and then think about, okay, how do I put that into practice? What would a new action, a new step, a new habit, a new way of doing something, a new ritual, a new practice look like that would help me further cement and integrate what I learned in that particular week of the program? So that's where I'd love you to focus. But the workbook for this week is very similar to the workbook you had in our last integration week. I'm not trying to add in anything too new or challenging because I don't want to take up headspace with coursework. I want you to actually have space to review past coursework. But once again, through this workbook, I'm getting you to reflect on your most significant learning and discovery from Module 2, one inner shift that you've noticed in yourself, and a change that you've made, something that you've done, practiced, implemented, that felt like a change for you, something different to you, that you feel really proud of in yourself. It does not matter how small it is. This is your opportunity to acknowledge yourself and celebrate that. I also want you to think about what you began implementing in Module 2. Any new habits, rituals, or practices, anything that really helped you feel more in tune, you know, because Module 2 is about becoming more in tune with your emotions, with your body, with yourself, with your wants and needs, and becoming the source in a lot of ways of a lot of the things that you've been desiring to feel, wanting to experience, different needs you're wanting to have met, but perhaps you've been looking externally for them or looking to other people for them or wanting to change things outside of you to experience them. And I think this module really asked you, not that it's solely your responsibility, but I think it asked you to look at where you could take responsibility for that and show up more for yourself. So what have you started practicing around that? And what benefits or inner shifts have you experienced as a result? What have you noticed? How have you felt? What difference has it made to you? And which ones out of these, because you may not want to continue with all of them, which ones feel the most important for you to continue working with? I ask you to think about which ones you really want to continue as the key part of your self-care, self-love practice moving forward. So then I get you to think about, once again, as we did in our last reflection week in after module one, is look at which of the tools or practices or principles you've been wanting to implement. You're thinking, oh, if I just had some time and space, I would really dedicate myself into that. That's something I know will really help me, that I really want to focus on. This is your opportunity to do it and to really look at what has been stopping you or holding you back from making time for that and showing up for that for yourself, and to pick one of those key practices to really decide in yourself that you're going to commit this week to finding a way to make time for it, to prioritize it, to prioritize yourself and what you need so that you can see and feel the benefit of this particular practice in your life. All right, so then I get you to look at week 5, week 6, and week 7, which are the 3 weeks we covered in module 2, and to reflect over from week 5, how have you become more in charge of how you feel? Even one small way that you feel a little bit more in charge of your own emotions and state of being, the energy you're bringing, who you're being, and what practice or principle from week 5 helped you the most with that? What's one way that you've become more in tune with your body and your emotions, your body's wisdom, and what practice or principle from week 6 most helped you with that? And when we looked at week 7 around this relationship with yourself, what's one way that you've strengthened that relationship? You've created a deeper connection. You've become more in tune. It's become more loving. You've begun showing up with more love in how you relate to yourself. What's one way you practice that, and what really helped you with that? So now we get to pause and think back over module 2. You might even think over the whole course, but perhaps just keep it at the moment in module 2. What's really worked well for you and helped you gain the most from this particular module? The second one's always going to be the hardest because life suddenly starts to get more in the way. We're all really committed right at the beginning, but it's harder to maintain that commitment as we kind of get halfway through a program, you know, into 2 months of being in a program. But what really helped you gain the most from module 2? And what's been interfering? Is there any now, are those stories starting to get louder? Oh, you're wasting this course, you're not using it properly, you're not showing up for it, are you judging yourself, are you beating up on yourself? What has been holding you back from being able to fully show up? And what are you, is there anything lingering around that's creating a negative energy in yourself around how you're watching yourself show up? Again, this is your chance to reset. We're resetting almost every 21 days now, aren't we? We're getting a chance to refocus and reset. Use this week to do that and to really focus on, okay, I've got 1 month left of this journey. What do I want to experience from that? Let me start to get myself set up for that. Knowing that, and please remember that, you can revisit this coursework at any time. You have ongoing access to the membership site, so you can come back and rework through this at any time. There's no problems if you do fall behind on certain components. All right, so you get to choose now what your areas of focus are going to be for this particular week of reflection and integration, what feels really important to you, what's going to support you, what's going to help you go a little bit deeper into those areas that you began to unpack this module, the places that you began to create some healing, some new awareness, some new practices, to really think about what needs your time and energy and your focus and needs to be a priority for you. And even just think back over all the stuff that we've covered and just give yourself a chance to process it a little bit more. I know it's hard to process when content's coming out every week, so that's why we have these weeks to just have space to process. And that's what I want this week to be for you. Remember, the intention of this is always self-love and to be bringing a kind, gentle, loving approach to everything that you do. The way you do this course is the way you do everything. It's just a little opportunity to witness yourself, to witness how if you do fall behind, if you do notice yourself procrastinating, if you do notice yourself avoiding things, how do you respond to that when you witness that in yourself? How do you support yourself through it? Do you love and support yourself through it and help yourself reset, or do you beat up on yourself? So just even take a moment just to reflect on what you've been noticing around how you've been feeling through this course, approaching it, what you've been discovering around yourself. And just, you might have a lot of insights just from reflecting on that. So I hope you enjoy this week of space. We have module 3 starting next week, and that's our module on being guided. And this is when we're going to come deeper into the conversations around being guided by your heart, being guided by your intuition, and being guided by the universe, working with the principles of trust and surrender. Anytime, I mean, all of module 3 is going to be about really being in the unknown and trusting and surrendering as you follow the deeper wisdom that's always moving through you. So the connection that you have focused on creating in this module with yourself is a beautiful foundation for that. So I'm excited to dive into that with you. I hope you enjoy this beautiful week of integration, and I will talk to you next week. Lots of love. Bye.